The organ meats. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the words haslet, parslet, hashlet, any of those?
Ms. used to, what did she call it? You cook the hog head and make sauce, which is sometimes head cheese.
Right.
But she also made a hash out of the lungs and stuff that I can't think if she had a word other than hash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. And the intestines that you clean out and cook?
The chitlins.
Mm-hmm. You eat those?
No.
Okay.
I eat lots of things, but just almost anything, but I haven't ever eaten any chitlins.
All right. This expression, if the farmer hears his animals making noises, they're hungry, he might say, well, you know, it's so late, it's getting right on to
feeding time.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear a man call to his cows to get them to come up from the pasture?
Yes.
Can you recall what he said? Or how he yelled out?
Oh, Billy does. He says kind of like, ooh, I don't know, I can't.
Is it Sukkah?
I say that sometimes, just talking to him. But Billy can let out this long yell that you could hear half the way over the county.
Yeah.
And he doesn't exactly say Sue. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is. It's an ooey sound.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you use a different call to calves, or would that be the same thing?
We just, you know, I was more or less run wild in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't let us touch them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to talk to them.
So I
say Sioux cow.
Yeah, yes. Okay. What about if you're plowing with mules or horses, you know what you would say to them to get them to turn?
Gee and ha.
You know what you would?
No.
Okay. What about if you're feeding your pigs? Do you ever hear people talking to their pigs or calling pigs to get them to come?
You say suey to pigs, don't you?
Would that mean to get them to come to
you?
What about to chickens?
You just say chick, 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 wouldn't you?
Sure. Do you know any calls to sheep?
No.
Say if a man wants to get his horse ready to go somewhere, he says he has to do what to it to get it ready? When he's putting on the saddle and the bridle and all that gear.
I don't know the word you want. I don't know.
It begins with an H, the one I'm thinking.
Harness.
Yeah. He would say he has to
harness the horse.
When you're riding a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The bridle.
Okay.
I never have ridden a horse.
Okay, fine. But when you're plowing, what do you hold in your hand to guide him with?
The reins.
Mm-hmm. And you put your feet in what when you're...
The stall.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term lead horse?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what it is?
Like
about a horse that's hitched up to...
The stagecoach had six horses and but I don't really... One was the lead horse, but I don't really...
All right, this expression, if something's not very far away, you say it's just over
yonder.
Okay. Or what about if you've been traveling and you haven't finished, you know, your journey, you say you still have a
long way to go.
Something that's very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say you can find that just about
anywhere.
All right, and if I slip and fall down and fall that way, I fell
backward. Falling.